Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
All right, we need your help on this one. How do you deal with this? Talk about the ick.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, okay. She might be reading a little bit much into it. Or maybe the facts are there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced yet, but tell everybody what's going on, Beth.
I recently found out that my husband of 20 years is cheating on me.
Oh, that's awful. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and as shocking as that news is, it's even more shocking who he's cheating on me with. I mean, I'm just completely disgusted.
Tell me it's not some cliche secretary or something.
Hold on. Let me back it up and tell you how I caught him.
Okay.
For a while, I thought he was having a midlife crisis, and he's just, like, too stupid to cover up his tracks. So I've always been a runner, and he's recently taking up running, hence the part of the midlife crisis. And when he started out, we connected our watches to, like, a fitness app and a running map. And basically, that tracks and shows where we run and when.
Okay, I've seen those.
Yeah, he knows, but apparently he's not smart enough to notice this. Because, like, I've been supportive, and I cheer him on, but here's what I noticed. And I wasn't trying to, like, go out of my way to notice this. It's just hard not to notice it when you look at the app. He's been taking longer and longer breaks at the same place. Now, I assumed he was, like, stopping at a park and stretching, but no. And I guess what he's been doing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I finally figured out what address he's been stopping at. Like, a couple of times a week he stops. And it just happens to be our son's girlfriend's house.
Oh, no.
And how old is your son?
He's 21.
All right, so it's not some 18-year-old girl from high school.
Oh, no.
Well, here's the thing. She's not actually old enough to drink.
Oh.
Our son is 21. She is not.
Ew.
So, like, technically, I haven't actually caught my husband red-handed or seen it with my own eyes, but I do know that's where she lives, and while he's on his so-called break, his heart rate gets elevated. You know what I mean?
Oh,
ew. I am so sorry, Beth.
Obviously, I've had time to process it, and I'm ready to move on. That's not a problem. I'm happy to divorce my husband. I'm got a lawyer. I'm ready to go. But what I don't know is what I'm supposed to do about our son. I mean, like, I can't just tell him what his dad is doing. That would just crush him, right? And I don't want to really, like, ruin the relationship with his father.
But the betrayal. Oh, this is the kind of man he is.
Yeah. He's our only child. He thinks his dad walks on water.
And how long has he been dating his girlfriend?
So he's been dating this girl for a couple of months, maybe three-ish. So it's not like this is like the girl of his dreams, but still, is it not disgusting that his dad would do that to his own son? Like,
ugh, horrible.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've narrowed it down to three choices that I think I have. I can straight up tell my son what's going on and let him figure out what to do. Or I could just file for divorce, say nothing in hopes that he like figures out on his own that this hussy isn't for him. Or I've thought about somehow setting my son up to, like, go to her house at the same time that I know my husband will be there. Because I don't have to be the bearer of news in that case, right? And break my son's heart. But I have no clue. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Is there a chance you're jumping to conclusions?
I don't think so. I mean, he stops at this house twice a week, and his heart rate goes up.
Uh-huh.
Like, what else could there be?
Let's go to Emma. She's in Ellsworth. Hi, Emma.
Hi. I say list it.
Okay, so confront the husband or just divorce him? What do you do?
I say use the app as evidence, confront the husband, and if it's true and he is cheating on her with their son's girlfriend, then he has to be the one to tell their son.
Yes.
Oh. Do you really believe he's doing it, or is this just a coincidence?
No, I believe he's doing it. That is a pretty big coincidence.
Right?
Yeah, there's no way other than what you think to expect. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Why would his heart rate be going up?
And data.
Exactly. It's right there on her phone. It's on the app.
Yeah.
It's weird. I've heard of other people getting caught cheating with the whole heart rate thing before.
Really?
It's a thing.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
All right. Shoot, I just don't want to believe that that's a thing. Someone said, yeah. Ooh, maybe one final Ryan breaks the news. Can you imagine calling him and saying, hey, we're aware of your little adventures at a certain address?
Mm-hmm.
Elevated heart rate. Mm. Care to explain yourself, sir?
Oh.
You're like, what? No, I'm not doing anything.
What if he is doing something? What if he's like, oh, that's where I do my... I'm doing high intensity interval training, and that's where I'm doing it.
Oh, he's doing HIIT training, all right.
Oh, yeah. Ew. What if she just has a weight on the other side? What if she has like a gym at her home?
He walked right into that. What if he's doing high intensity interval training? Oh, he's hitting it.
Oh, man.
He is.
She needs to find out. Might not even be the girlfriend, could be her mom.
Good Lord.
What if it's not the girlfriend?
Honey, I'm
not having an affair with our son's girlfriend. It's her mother.
Don't be gross.
Both.
Huh.
Okay. Sydney is in St. Paul. Hi, Sydney.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking your life into your own hands and calling us while the snow is coming down and it's horrible outside.
Right. But my opinion, listed, of course, but I think she should confront the husband. And I think that it's possible, since the girlfriend's only 20, that he's seeing her mom.
Oh.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, see? Another one for the mom. Didn't see that coming, did you, Ted?
Sure didn't.
Could be. Huh. Yeah. Especially if she's got a hot mama. You know?
I mean, I guess we don't know.
No, we don't
know. Does she live with her mom?
I guess you have to confront him, unfortunately. I think you just have to show him your phone and be like, can you explain this?
Yeah.
Can you explain what's going on, why you're here for this long? And that's our son's girlfriend's home.
Like, why are you even there?
Yeah. Gosh, what an uncomfortable conversation that would be.
I know, but doesn't it seem like Beth is already just like over this marriage in general?
She's checked out.
It just kind of seems like it. Like, this is all I need. I can be done. But yeah, it's just, I feel horrible.
Sometimes people are able to manifest the way out of things. And she may have just created a way out. And she's like, you know what? This is what I needed to leave. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's very true.
Take the next exit. Natalie in Minneapolis, what's your comment?
It may not be the girlfriend of the sons. It may actually be her mom.
So it's
worth a conversation with her husband to make sure that she has the facts right before talking to their son.
Yep.
Yeah, get those facts.
A lot of theories on the mom. Okay, thank you very much. Well, we'll have Beth get back in touch with us. Let us know if she does confront him and what he says.
I know, I have to know.
You know he's going to have a lame excuse.
Of course. I wasn't doing anything. I just happened to stop there.
Yeah.
Because,
okay, good one.